Joe, just real quick before we get in some Vandy stuff.
Yeah.
The UConn and to beat, he's 7-1. He's just such a huge presence inside. And when a team doesn't see a big man like that normally, just say they get to Memphis, and Memphis hasn't seen a guy like that, how much of a difference does that make just from the psychological point of trying to, you know, take the ball inside and just getting that thing swatted out of there?
Makes a huge difference, Frank. A lot of times coaches, in fact, Kevin had to do it this year. Earlier in the season, Vanderbilt played at UMass, and they have a guy who was among the nation's leaders in shot blocking, and he had to sort of preach to them, you know what, drive the ball in it on him, take the ball up, he's going to block a shot now and then, don't worry about it, keep going, keep driving, don't pay attention to that. And you have to attack a guy like that up close. You can't, a lot of times you feel like, okay, I'm back far enough, he can't get here. And they do, and that's when it becomes intimidating to you. I heard you mention earlier that you have Mississippi State advancing into the Sweet 16, I think, in your bracket.
Yes.
And facing UConn.
And they got the big guy in there.
I would love to see that happen for that reason.
Yeah.
To beat against Vernado. I think that would be a fascinating matchup to see because, you know, Vernado's one of those guys, he's only 6'9", but his wingspan is like 7'5".
Yeah, he does. You know? He looks just like a 7-footer on the floor.
And so it's going to be that would really be an interesting matchup. But that's the, you know, that element of size and shot blocking ability, it's amazing how it can totally make a team change the way it operates offensively.
Joe, the Vandy women obviously continuing preps for their matchup with Western Carolina coming up Saturday in Albuquerque. How much does it help them that they actually went to the Sweet 16 through Albuquerque last year?
Oh, I don't think it hurts anything at all to be familiar with the building, you know, to be familiar with you know, how it shoots and have had success there, you know, to go back to a place where it's a positive that you had some, you know, some good things happen. I remember, you know, last week when the men's team went to Tampa, one of the first questions they were asked was, you know, how did it feel to be coming back to a place where you lost in the NCAA tournament? So even if you don't necessarily think about it, you know, right off the bat, it was in everybody's mind, okay, well, this is a place we didn't play very well. You know, now, granted, most of the guys on the team weren't on that team, you know, a year ago, but still it's something that came up. I think it's a good positive thing for the women. They were excited to go back there. As you said, they had success there before, so I don't think there's any reason not to feel good about it.
And we talked about this before, Joe, and you make a good point, is that the familiarity with the building and the rim and the depth perception, I think, going into Vanderbilt Memorial Gym playing every once in a while, that's got to be a huge adjustment, not just for women and men, just that different atmosphere. You're not used to it. You feel uncomfortable. It doesn't pass the eye test. It kind of could deter you or just it could hinder you, basically.
Yeah, it could if you're not comfortable in that building. Where you really run into it, Frank, a lot of the time is when you – playing these tournaments in domes, you know, when you go to the Georgia Dome or whatever and play, it's a totally different shooting environment, and it's really, really important to get in there and try to get used to it to some degree. Maybe not so much in buildings like where they're going to play at New Mexico, where, you know, that's what it's built for. But I still think, though, the big positive of all these veteran players going back to a place where they had success a year ago has got to be an advantage.
Joe Fisher with the Vanderbilt Report here on 104.5 The Zone. Joe, switching over to football, talk to us about the battle at quarterback. What's going on with Larry Smith, who obviously emerged at the bowl game, and obviously the experience that McKenzie Adams has at quarterback?
Well, actually, and I think you have to throw Jared Funk into that mix, and maybe he doesn't get thrown in there enough. I think Jared has improved a lot through his past year of sort of waiting his turn to get a shot, and he is one of those guys that's now in the mix with those other two. I think we're really curious to watch Larry now getting all the reps that he didn't get, and that's important to see how he reacts to this. The scrimmages are going to be very interesting to see, you know, and so far they've all had success in the scrimmages. If you read any of the stats and reports, they've all moved the team. They've all thrown touchdown passes. So I think that's a good thing. I'm not sure, and I had asked Bobby Johnson about this, if you want to come out of spring practice knowing who your number one quarterback is. And I think that would be ideal, but I'm not sure that's going to be the case.
Thank you, Joe. Appreciate it, man.
Okay, guys.